Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I tell you, next time I'm getting some tires, Rob, I'm going to TireRack.com. Real talk.
Hey, Chris, go get racked. How about that?
Not bad.
TireRack.com.
A lot of the stuff you've said.
Come
lately.
On, go get
you
racked.
You have been in a major slump.
I know. I've been saying all kinds of crazy stuff. First, Chris, today is a TV theme song Thursday. And Alex, I do have a request that we need to get to at some point. But
talk to me,
we
Rob.
Didn't get one of the requests last week.
Yeah, we didn't.
Mark. Remember that? What was the request? It was
We didn't get
wasn't
to
a good
it.
One.
Yeah,
I can't remember
is that what it was? It's from Sean.
I got a request. It's Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
Oh, Chris, you want to know something dope about that?
Did what? You have it?
That's actually an anime too.
Is it Speed Racer?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It started off as an anime.
That's really? Right. You're right. It was from Japan.
Off. And if you want more anime conversation, tune in to Teicher's Tower of Trivia in the third hour.
Really?
If you want, did Rob G, did you say that on the air? In
yes,
my
I
ear?
Did.
That's on the air.
You know, Alex is like the king of the anime TikTok world. I don't know if you know.
I had no idea.
Yes. And you know what it is, Alex? Malcolm in the Middle is the theme from Sean in Sacramento. He said he would love to hear that tonight.
I'll do it for Sean.
But I will say this, Chris. Happy Roberto Clemente Day in baseball. Today is Roberto Clemente, one of the all-time great players, played for the Pittsburgh Pirates,
had 3,000 hits and was tragically killed in a plane crash where he was going to help other people, Chris, needy people with supplies and whatnot. Great guy. And then today, you ready? The Tampa Bay Rays fielded a team of nine. All nine players were Hispanic, Latin, for the first time in baseball history.
Really?
All nine players.
Including the pitcher.
Were non-white. I think it was just the nine, because, you know, with the DH, I don't think it was the pitcher. All nine, I think.
Wow.
I'll take a look at the pitcher. That might be 10.
Has that ever happened? That probably never happened with African Americans.
The Pirates had about eight or seven. The St. Louis Cardinals had 70s. St. Louis Cardinals had eight at one time.
So their whole starting lineup outside of the pitcher?
No, it was actually Tom Bernanski who was the pitcher. I mean, the right fielder was white. And Whitey Herzog, Chris, was on a radio show, and somebody said, you know, brought it up to him that, you know, everybody was black.
Really?
Except for Tom Bernanski at right field. And Whitey said, did we win? I'm trying to figure this out. Did we win? He said, yeah. What do you care?
Right. Well,
this was Whitey Herzog, the greatest manager I ever saw. And you know what? He had the best nickname. The White Rat, Whitey Herzog.
The White Rat.
The White Rat. All right.
All right. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. His special segment that has turned him into a superstar. One who's a little bit hard to handle at times because secret between you and me, it's gone to his head.
Has it really?
CB, I couldn't hear you over my head. What'd you say?
What's that?
Tyshert's Tower of Trivia will be in the third hour of the show and on the update. That's right. Our man, Steve DeSager. Big game tonight, and we're going to start talking about it now, Rob. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. And, Rob, both of these teams are among the best in the league. At least those are the expectations. We know the Chiefs are always there. Now, you know, certainly maybe they have an off year. I don't see it coming. But they have been one of the top teams in the league for the last 4 years and have made the AFC title game, in fact, the last 4 years. The Chargers, a talented team. But, Rob, let's face it. This isn't the only year. Now, they're getting more hype this year than ever in recent memory. But they've been hyped a few years, Rob, lately, and they've disappointed. They've only made the playoffs once in the last 8 years. And so they are expected, though, to be one of the top teams. Both of these teams have incredible quarterbacks. You got, obviously, Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in football for my money. And then Justin Herbert, who is a hot young prospect, but more than a prospect. He's in his third year, and he is great in his own right. If you remember, Rob, his first game, which he had to be as stunned as the rest of us, his first game when Tyrod Taylor, there was malpractice, if you will, on the part of the Chargers.
The doctor collapsed
his lung.
His lung.
And he couldn't play, and Justin Herbert, the rookie, gets thrown in just out of the blue and plays tremendously. They lose a tight one to the Chiefs. That was a few years ago, but Justin Herbert, one of the top quarterbacks in the league as well. And so, Rob, I want to throw this at you. This is a big game for both teams, but who do you think it's bigger for? Like, who needs to win more, or who would the win be more beneficial to, you know?
Well, I don't think it's the Chargers have to win from the standpoint that they're on the road playing Kansas City. They're underdogs, 4.5-point underdogs. They don't have their best receiver. To me, Kansas City has to win. They're overwhelming favorites to win this game. You know, if they were to
have 4.5 points.
Yeah,
but at home.
But
against you get three at home.
Right, but it's more than your average three. It's 4.5, and it's also a team that people have expectations for as far as the Chargers. For them to come to your yard and beat you without their best receiver. And also you remember, Chiefs are coming off a big win where they blew out Arizona. Patrick Mahomes had 5 touchdowns. So if they have a letdown where they struggle offensively or Mahomes has 2 or 3 picks or something like that, I think that would look bad. I think they are supposed to win, and the Chargers get extra points if they go in and win. If they lose, nobody says, oh, their season's over. Oh, my God, they lost to the Chiefs in Kansas City after winning week one. They won their first game. They would be 1-1. And nobody's expecting the Chargers to go undefeated. So I think that it is for Kansas City, they need to keep up the momentum that they knocked off another good opponent. Coming into the season, Chris, when you looked at their schedule, you thought, wow, they got a couple of really tough games to start the schedule, right? Arizona isn't that great, but they won, what, 10, 11 games last year?
They made the playoffs last year, yeah.
So then you got the Chargers that didn't make the playoffs, but they lost in the very last game of the season not to make the playoffs, and there are high expectations for them. So you look at their schedule, and don't they play like who else? The Packers or somebody? Or no, Tampa Bay?
The Chiefs?
Yeah, don't they play Tampa Bay? And they got like the first 4 games are tough.
Right. Well, look, you make some good points. I do think it's a big game for both teams, but I think it's bigger for the Chargers. And I'm going to tell a little story to illustrate why. Rob, when I was 14 years old, I played my father in a game of one-on-one basketball. Now, he had been beating up on me for my whole life in basketball. So for him to beat me, wasn't a big deal, right? Yeah, you know, I always beat my boy. You know, this ain't no big deal. But for me to beat him, I beat him. And Rob Parker, I ran in the house with the basketball in my hand, yelling, screaming, Mommy, Terry, that's my younger brother, I beat Daddy. Terry, I beat Daddy. It was so embarrassing for my dad, he never played basketball again. But for me, it was life-changing. I had finally arrived. Why? Because I was a son beating his father. And it's whether it's a son and a father or a little brother and a big brother, it's always bigger for the son or the little brother. And the Chargers are without question the little brother.
Chris, they beat them last year in Kansas City.
Yeah, but because they beat them the last 2 years in Kansas City. But because they failed to follow up and make the playoffs, nobody thinks anything of it. Oh, they beat the Chiefs. Okay, they couldn't even make the playoffs.
No, but I mean, it's not
a big
but
deal.
But you're making it like your story you just gave was when you finally beat your father. They've beaten the Chiefs before.
Yeah,
so it's not that.
It is that because the Chiefs are the team that's won the division the last 6 years. The Chiefs are the team that's been
but
to the AFC
division's
title
not
game
on the line
last 4
tonight.
Years. The Chiefs are the team with the recent Super Bowl victory. The Chiefs are the team that put up a league-high 44 points just a week ago and won by a league-high 23 points just a week ago. You and I remember when the Chiefs were garbage. To the Chargers, to these young cats on the field, all they know is the Chiefs. They just bully us. They're the best team in the AFC year after year, or at least one of them. They're to the Chargers, the Chiefs are the Brady in the AFC East, LeBron in the Eastern Conference, Jordan in the whole NBA in the 90s. So if they win, and they're different now, they spent the whole offseason getting ready to beat the Chiefs. We got Khalil Mack. We added Kyle Van Noy. We added J.C. Jackson. Game time decision tonight. Is he out, J.C.? He's playing. Okay, there you go. All these additions, they spent like $200 million in the offseason to beat the Chiefs.
Chris, in the playoffs, and in the playoffs winning. Maybe, but not a must win in week two.
They need to show.
No, they do not. They've already beaten them.
Yeah, but they don't follow up.
No, but
so
you can't.
What,
but
you beat them.
But you can't.
You don't follow up.
No, but that to say that they have to win tonight and it's bigger
I'm
for
not
them
saying
tonight.
They have to win. Neither one of them has to
no,
win.
No, but I'm just saying if you're Kansas City. After
what's Kansas City get from a regular season W?
Nothing. It would be like, why? You let them come to your home. You let them come to your stadium.
They've
without
done it
their,
twice, as you said.
Without your top. Without
been a
their,
big deal?
Without their top receiver, and you're overwhelmingly the favorite. 80% of the
people. Overwhelming. Four I'm talking and about, a half points, Rob.
I'm talking about 80% of the money is on the Chiefs tonight.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're over. You,
yes,
you
it is overwhelming.
Is the point.
No, it ain't. It's
people
the money.
Are saying,
it's
people
the money.
Are saying the Chiefs will beat them. By four more than four
it's
points.
It's the money.
That's
everybody
it.
Believes that they will win. If they don't win, it'll be a huge upset tonight.
I would not be surprised.
That you're not saying anything.
The Chargers win.
What does that mean, Chris? I will not be surprised. What does that mean? So you're not committing.
It means, let me. It's English.
Help me out.
I will not be surprised if the Chargers win. Is
that
you don't
that
understand
means
what that means?
Yeah, I don't. That's not.
Actually, it does. It means I won't be surprised
no, you're not,
if the Chargers win.
That's
if
non-committal.
You listen, if you stop interrupting, I'll finish my statement. I will not be surprised if the Chargers win.
That's non-committal.
I would be absolutely stunned if the Chiefs blow them out.
That Chris.
I would be stunned if the Chiefs blow them out.
But you haven't said who's winning. Who do you got? Kansas City?
I just said. What do you mean? I haven't said anything.
Who's going to win?
I think the Chiefs are going to win a close game.
Okay,
fine. But don't act like I didn't say anything when I said I wouldn't be surprised.
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. No, it doesn't.
I won't be surprised.
No, it doesn't. It means absolutely nothing.
Have you ever been surprised in your life?
No, but when you say that about a game,
no. Here's what you say.
No, here it is. No, hear me out. When you say that, you give yourself both sides.
I'm not trying to give myself an out.
That's what it means.
I'm just having a conversation.
But I'm trying to tell you that's what it means, so that if the Chiefs won, you'll say, I said that they would win. If they lose, you go, I told you not to be surprised. You didn't say that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Rob,
it's a middle of the road, you're on the fence for the game when you say don't be surprised. It doesn't mean anything.
I was not making a prediction, Rob Parker. If you asked me who's going to win the game and I said I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Chiefs, yes. I didn't answer, or if it's the Chargers, I didn't answer your question. You didn't ask me that question. I was making a statement that let me finish. I listened to you. I was saying I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers win, and I would actually be shocked if the Chiefs blow them out. Now, when you asked me who's going to win, I said I think the Chiefs win a close game. But I'm not, we're talking. Everything I say isn't a proclamation, a prediction.
I just hear.
Everything doesn't have to be a prediction.
I just hear it too often where people.
Don't bring
use
that to
that.
Me, because when it's
saying,
time to make a prediction, I make a prediction.
When people use that to me, it's
well,
a middle.
People, you ain't talking to people.
It's a middle. Well, I just told you. That's why I called you out on it. I don't think it's
called
a.
Call me out.
Yeah, I did.
Call me out on what? You didn't ask. I wasn't making a prediction.
It's a middle of the road statement that doesn't say anything.
It
I wouldn't
does.
Be surprised.
Okay. Okay.
What does that
that's
mean?
Your, that's you. Okay. That's fine. If you're limited in that way,
I'm limited.
And you
yes,
only can
I'm limited.
Understand black
at Columbia
and white,
Journalism
no
School.
Nuance.
I'm limited.
There's
at a
no
PhD
nuance.
At NYU. I'm limited.
Oh,
I'm
so
dumb.
Throw out credentials
yes, because you're trying to say I'm dumb or something.
No,
like
you're
I don't
to
know.
Say you only
you're limited.
Black and
you're,
white.
You're limited.
You,
you don't know what you're talking about.
You can't understand.
You kidding me? You must be crazy.
You can't understand nuance. Everything has to be black and white. Yes or no. That's all I understand. Because nothing else matters. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, as you can tell. Give us a shout. Who do you think this game is bigger for tonight? The Chargers or the Chiefs? Your turn to weigh in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple back on the TV theme song Thursday, and we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards, or we could just talk about how with Discover, it's easy. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We got Rashad Jennings, former NFL running back, coming up at the bottom of the hour, but before we get to him, we're getting to you. Your calls. Who's this game bigger for tonight, Kansas City or the Chargers?
All right, let's kick it off with James in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. Awesome
yes,
show.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Of course. We love you up in Montana. Rob, you got to take a vacation up here sometime, man. It's some of the most like naturally beautiful landscape America has to offer.
I have to see Montana. I've never been to Montana, and I am going to come. I am.
That's right. Awesome, man. Hey, heck yeah. Hit me up. I'll show you a good time on those trout streams.
My man.
But hey, I would say it's a bigger game for the Chargers because they're not expected to win it. But, I mean, 90% of the time I'm with you, Rob. I'm sorry, man.
All right. I just think they're underdogs without their best receiver. I don't think that they are expected to win. If they win, it will be good for them. But I think the Chiefs, it's a game that they should win. Coming off as well as they played last week in beating up Arizona, being at home in this situation, I really do. I think they should win. Gage in St. Louis. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gage?
My guys. What's going on? I appreciate y'all having me on, man.
The really baseball capital of America. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we're doing great this year,
yes,
too, man.
So I know you're happy.
Hopefully we can keep it rolling. I'm going to make it short because I know y'all got other callers, bro. It's definitely a bigger game for the Chiefs, man. They have to win this game. You're talking about the number one ranked offensive line, PFF-wise, going against a great defensive line, man. All the preseason talk or hate, should I say, could be put down a bit if they just come out and play ball, man. So Scott Moore, Juju Smith-Schuster, it's on y'all, man. It's not on Pat. Pat going to do what he do regardless, but it's on them boys to go out there and get a W.
All right.
I have no expectations.
Thanks, Gage. Appreciate it. Alex in Scottsdale, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Alex?
I'm here with the Peace Pipe. Are we okay here now? We hug it out. We box it out.
This is a radio show, Alex. That's all
right.
It is.
This is that was
LaHaim,
actually tame
I'm here
for us.
Let's go.
Yes,
that was tame for us.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I don't want to be the radio host myself, but I think you're both right in the sense
you got
to
pick a side. Come on, Alex, pick a side.
What we were arguing about.
Hey, I don't want to sound like Rob Parker, right? No, Mahomes needs this one. I'll tell you this. He needs this one to show that he's better than Josh Allen and Herbert, and he's still the number one dog on the block.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. He's got an MVP. Neither of those do. He's got a Super Bowl. Neither of those two. And heck, Herbert can't even say he's got a playoff game. And Mahomes isn't old. He hasn't fallen off. Like, what do you mean he's got to prove he's better than Justin Herbert?
I'm a younger guy. And we're living in the younger generation. Within 2 to 3 minutes, you forget about the Super Bowl champion.
Wow.
Right? And so I'm more in the fact that I like Mahomes better than Herbert myself, but this everybody's on this.
You're right in that there is a narrative. I'll give you that. There is a narrative.
We've heard it. We've talked about it. Yeah, no doubt.
100%. Herbert's
and I think,
dog.
Look, if the Chiefs lose, it'll be the sky is falling. If the Chargers lose, people won't react like that because the expectations aren't as high. But so I'll give you that, but I just think it's bigger for the Chargers personally.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right, Rashad Jennings around the corner, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, former NFL running back, now host of the iHeart Sports Illustrated podcast, is just coming out, The Bag with Rashad Jennings and Lindsey McCormick. We welcome in Rashad Jennings.
What's up?
How are you?
How y'all doing?
There he is.
We're good, man. We're good. We're excited about this game tonight. Now, let me ask you this. Patrick Mahomes, I think he's taken a lot of criticism lately or just fallen off in some people's eyes. He was ranked the 8th best player in the league by the players. He was ranked the 5th best quarterback in the league behind even Justin Herbert, who he plays tonight, by NFL.com. Even after last weekend when he threw 5 touchdowns, no picks, Pro Football Focus said it was the 8th best performance by a quarterback. Do you think this downgrading, if you will, of Patrick Mahomes is justified, or do you think it's way off base?
I think it's way off base. I mean, look, let's just start somewhere. Downplaying the highest paid athlete of all time in football, it doesn't even make sense. He's producing at a high level. Obviously, if you're comfortable enough to let go of a player like Tyreek Hill, you're just like the comfortability that Green Bay has of letting go of Devontae Adams speaks volumes on who Aaron Rodgers is. And just the same way it does, it speaks on who Patrick Mahomes is. But no, to anybody to try to downgrade Patrick Mahomes, it's you know, it sounds silly, it's absurd, and he's just going to continue to perform at a high level.
So I still think it was the bad patch last year when he had the 7 or 8 games in a row with interceptions, turnovers, and I think people at that point, that's where this comes from. You know, he did bounce back at the second half of the season, but he had a stretch that we didn't see before, and I think it made him more mortal than what people had expected after his second year in the league. Can you buy into that a little bit?
Yeah, his expectations are obviously high, as they should be for multiple reasons. But I can't even buy into the idea that he's downgrading. It's one where we had week one. Yes, he didn't finish off last season idealistically of winning the Super Bowl. I thought he didn't play his best game, causing them to lose. But at the same time, man, we're so quick to write people off. I mean, this is a fast lane microwave world, and for an athlete that is a generational type of talent that we've been able to see throw the football on the move, command under center, earn that type of respect from a team, it's silly to me. It's asinine, especially him being in the prime of his career.
So, who do you like tonight in this game, and why?
For me, tough one. I do like I like Kansas City, but for this one, I think the Chargers might pull this off. I think they have more of a morale and a high. I think they got more of a passion to win and prove something. I feel like overall their defense is better, and also their weapons, I feel like pound for pound, as in a unit, are better. And I think Herbert is a still underrated quarterback, even though he's highly rated. I think the Chargers are off to a good start, and they have – it's, you know, these two teams could potentially be rematched in a significant game to see who wins the Super Bowl over time.
As a player, when your coach takes the ball out of the hands of the quarterback and tries an 89-yard field goal to win the game – what kind of react? You know, like, do you look at him sideways a little bit? Do you question it? I mean, Russell Wilson went along with it, didn't want to show the coach up. But is that one where, especially a first-year head coach, where players might look at him and go, oh, we might be undermatched as far as our coach?
I feel like if you see that kicker go out, as an athlete on the field, you practice with these guys, so it's nothing new. You always, you know, you peek over at the kickers from time to time and see what they're doing, very rarely. But there are certain periods, two-minute drill, field goal drill, where you are paying attention to your kicker. I would have to imagine as a head coach and then as athletes, you've been able to watch your kicker make some field goals that are at a depth that would make him go out there and feel, you know what, he has a shot of making it. So I'm going to go ahead and trust the coach on this one. I'm going to go ahead and trust the kicker as well. And, you know, if a kicker goes out there knowing he has no shot to make it, I don't even think he would go out there. I'm going to have to imagine he's made it somewhere along his lifetime, somewhere in practice to make everybody feel comfortable without losing their mind on the sideline.
Well, my only little nugget to that is the league's been around for 103 years, and only 2 field goals of 64 have been made. So the chances were not very good.
And they were in a dome or Mile High Stadium.
Exactly.
I mean, he did. This kicker says he wants to kick a 70-yarder. So I agree. I think
of course
in practice,
he felt
he's
like
probably
that.
Made some deep ones.
But only still, 2 field goals in 103
I'm sure
years?
I'm not the only one. Yeah, it's just – it's different in the game.
I mean,
was the
win? Was the win with them? Because the win makes a difference.
So do you think that was the right call?
So you'd like taking the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands for 5 yards?
I don't. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
If it was my call, I wouldn't have put the ball in Russell Wilson's hands, scratched back to Seattle. I would have gave it to Marshawn Lynch. So, you know, to each his own. You got to live with what you call.
All right. Well, Rashad, your last team you played with was the Giants, had some of your best years there. I mean, I'm not even trying to gas you up. They literally have not been any good since you left. And I did it was all you, but, you know, like, they haven't had a winning record since your last year there. Do you think you saw them on opening day Sunday? Do you think under Brian Daboll that they've turned this thing around and they're going to be a legit contender in the NFC East, which, you know, isn't the strongest division? Or do you think it's kind of – it was a nice win, but it's going to be more of the same? This is still a rebuilding team.
It's still a rebuilding team, without a doubt. But I think they're going to be more competitive with the new head coach. You know, you mentioned about – yeah, we went 11-5 when I was a Giant, and it has been more of a slum since leaving. And the one thing that I've said to that is – and you guys understand this – sometimes it's leaders are not always – the most impact player on the team. A leader doesn't mean you're the starter. There's long snappers that bring a certain energy and they can look in the player's eye and that's enough, right? And so the thing I've been saying with the Giants is their leadership, right? And leadership can come from all kind of places. And I think their leader as a coach now, right? Their leader as a coach has a certain type of player energy that they can get behind and rally behind. And I love the fact that he's a defensive guy. I've always said defensive head coaches, they seem to understand the game a little bit more, and they tend to appreciate, unless you have an anomaly quarterback, they understand and appreciate the running back more. And I think they got one of the better running backs in the league if he stays healthy. It's Saquon Barkley, and I'm excited to watch this season.
All right, we got about a minute left. I want you to tell us about your podcast and what we can expect. Did you steal your name from Chris's old podcast? Because his was called The Gas Bag, but that was something else, I think.
The Gas Bag?
That's not true. That's not. Mine was In the Zone, and it was hot.
Hey, Kawhi laughed. All right, no, tell us about your podcast and what we can expect.
Yeah, so it's under Sports Illustrated. It's Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio with myself and Lindsay McCormick. Titled The Bag. I feel like, you know, we understand that ideal and culture of getting to the bag, being money, or the swaggy approach of, hey, he in his bag today. He's in a special element. And so my job is really to bring on guests to allow them to share their bag.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
And it's really fun.
Interesting name.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that'll be great. I know you're excited about it, man. Everybody can check it out. The Bag.
Yes,
The Bag.
On iHeart and Sports Illustrated. Rashad, thank you for your time, man. We appreciate it. We can join again.
That's right. Good luck with the podcast. Congrats.
Hey, I appreciate you, Chris. Appreciate you, Rob.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Shekel City is next. And tonight's game, you might have noticed, not on national TV. Is the NFL making a mistake? We'll get to that next. All right, couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your rewards, but we'll just talk about how easy it is with Discover, where you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, folks. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yes, Shekel City, always a pleasure. BetMGM is also a great place to place a wager, hang out. All right, last night, Chris, 3-0. I had the hat trick last night.
Congrats.
And tonight, I'm going for another hat trick. My best bet, I'm taking the Chiefs -4.5 to beat the Chargers. Also, Pirates at the Mets, over 7.5. I'm going with the over, Chris, in that for the run total. Right now, it is the second inning, top of the second, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead, so I'm feeling good about that. Astros are hosting the A's. Run total is over 8. I'm taking the over in that game as well. There you go. Chiefs -4.5. I'm taking the over. Pirates and Mets in the run total and the over in the A's and the Astros. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And I put down some major shekels tonight on the best bet and the parlay.
So what's your score of tonight's football game? Or not even a score if you don't have
By
it,
7.
How much you think the Chiefs win?
By 7, by a touchdown, yep.
Wow. I think the Chiefs win, but I would put my money on the Chargers to cover.
Hey, let me say this real quick. I saw a stat on the Pirates-Mets game. You ready? Everybody says, oh, yeah, we need the DH. Oh, I'm tired of seeing the pitchers hit. The Mets' DH is, Chris, in the last 20 games. Are you ready? Batting 091 with no home runs and 2 RBIs.
They're hitting like pitchers.
Exactly. There you go. There's the more offense.
I do like the
universe. No, I'm just saying, but there's the more offense from the DH.
Right,
okay.
Right, right. All right, Rob. Tonight's game, you got to have Amazon Prime to watch it. Thankfully, I do. I need to watch this game. Do you like this? This could, to me, Thursday night could be like Monday night for the NFL. And I think they should just put it on national TV, but they're going for the money grab. What do you think?
It is a money grab, and this is what happens where you don't care about the outlet. It's about the money. They can't get another network to pay the kind of money that they want.
Right.
Amazon has a boatload of money. They're trying to get into the TV business, right? Because they understand how important the TV business, Chris, is, and especially what? Live events. Apple TV has baseball now. It's the live events. No, people don't watch the other stuff, appointment television. The only thing you have to watch live is national news and, right, on CNN or Fox.
I'm going to be honest, Rob. Or, I would rather watch a series like later, you know, because if I'm like two seasons behind, then I can watch four episodes in one night.
No, I get
you
that.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to wait every week, you know, once a week to watch the show.
But that's where we are. And we saw this, Chris, in boxing. Boxing erased so many kids who grew up who never saw boxing live. Chris, you know this. I used to have a transistor radio under my pillow listening to fights. They don't let fights be on the radio anymore because they want the money. All the fights start after 11 o'clock Eastern. So if you're a 12-year-old boy who loves sports, you never get to see a fight. We watched on ABC Wide World of Sports Muhammad Ali fight at 3:30 in the afternoon, Chris. We did.
Larry Holmes.
We saw big fights.
No, it hurt boxing, man. Boxing used to be one of the most popular sports in America.
When there was a fight, everybody watched.
But now people only know about the huge fights. And you don't really see. Now, they got the diehards out there. But the average casual boxing fan doesn't get to see these young guys kind of come up and then follow them throughout their career as they rise to prominence and maybe win a title. But I agree with you, Rob. Like, look, football is obviously king, and they're a long way from falling off. But hopefully this doesn't become a trend, Rob, because I just – that next generation of fans is important. And Chris, granted, you still got Sunday. You still got Monday.
But there's
night
a lot of people just don't have Amazon. I'm not trying to be – people who can afford it, they do. I mean, I don't think – Alex, Rob G, do y'all have it? Alex, Rob G has it.
I did, but I canceled it.
I have it, but I don't pay for it.
I don't have it.
Why'd you ask him that after, like, you said people can't afford it, then you immediately went to Rob G? And
no, because –
I mean, you did.
No, I didn't do it like that. I did it because they're more like – for me to say I don't have it, people would just say I'm cheap. They're more
you are cheap.
See,
though.
There you go.
He's doing it again.
How long?
Now people know I got enough money to have it.
Don't let the plastic on the window fool you. I got paper.
What?
Right.
The window, Rob G.
Don't let the spirit. All my spirit flight.
You should have seen on Monday. Rob forgot his Marshall's canvas bag.
Yes,
and he came running back and said, "Oh, I need my bag. That was $1.99.
I gotta get it." Marshall's my insulated bag?
No insulated bag.
You know, it's like the shopping bag
for food.
But he's "No, I can't forget that.
Now.
That
cost $1.99.
Going to the grocery store, and I gotta pay for it back. I forgot my bag. Right now, I gotta pay for it. All right, 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.